Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Rob Thrasher. I'm doing a kind of an impromptu show here. I'm going to plan on doing these more frequently, where I just come up with an idea and I'm just going to throw a show out there. And then I'll edit it and hopefully sound moderately halfway intelligent while I'm doing it. The thing I thought of tonight, I was thinking the elections, and I said, you know, I wonder as more and more people do research on the internet, specifically on Google. I was just wondering, you know, are the Google results and the Google algorithm eventually going to affect politics? Furthermore, is that time here right now? So I said, what the heck? What does it hurt? Nobody respects me or knows me from Shinola as far as, you know, I'm not a well-known pollster, so I have the ability to just kind of test this stuff. I said, what the heck? Let's throw something up on the wall and see if it sticks. So what I did was I set up a couple of really strict Google searches, three to be precise, and I'm using a local election in upstate New York, but this should very well apply to any election all over the country if the results prove even like fairly close. There's an election in upstate New York in Oneida County. It's for sheriff, Oneida County Sheriff, and there's two candidates. So what I did was I set up three searches. The first and second search were based on, of course, these are like fairly complicated search strings. It's not just, you know, the name in the county. What I did was the way I set up it. If you go to the forum, I pasted that in there. I also pasted a link to the article that I posted in cybervillage.com. Basically, it lays out the three search queries that I set up in Google. The first two are based on the candidates' names. Again, this is in an upstate New York county called Oneida County. The two candidates are Robert Maciel and David Townsend. I actually pasted in Dave into the blog post. I think I corrected it on, if you're logging in here through the site, you'll see that I pasted in something. I think it was a different version, and it says Dave Townsend rather than David. But, of course, Google knows the difference, and it'll ask you that. So the first two searches that I posted were for the candidates' names in quotes with the plus sign, meaning that whatever results are returned have to include the candidate's full name. And then after that, there's a space, another plus sign, and then again, in quotes, the phrase Oneida County Sheriff. So if this was your candidate, you would just simply replace the candidate's names inside the quotes. And then if they're running for county sheriff, you would just type in a different county, basically. So what I did was I weighted the results and said, okay, somebody's searching for candidate one or candidate two, and they type in the county name. What I did was I think this would apply more, you know, it's like standard temperature and pressure or whatever you call it. It never really exists, but the formula should work if somebody was coming in and doing, you know, a lot of research on the internet, which a lot of people don't. And so one of the things I did to weight it at the end of the article was to, what I did at the end of the article was I weighted it based on percentage of people that might be affected by the information. Because let's face it, you basically have a third are on the left, a third are on the right, and then a third are independents. And in my opinion, the independents are going to do more research and not necessarily vote based on party. Because you have about a third. And I'm, again, this is not scientific. Let's not kid ourselves here. But the fact is that approximately a third go left, a third go right, and then you got a third in the middle who even sometimes call themselves Democrat or call themselves Republican, but they're more moderate and they would tend to be more of an independent vote. And those are the ones that give the elections to one candidate or the other. So basically the number one and number two search phrases are based on names and region. And I didn't type like third district, this and that, because let's face it, nobody searches on that. Some people don't even know what district they're in. So if somebody was going to really search, it would probably be something along the terms of, I'm looking for the person who's going to be the sheriff of my county, and I'm looking for information on that person. So again, number one and number two that I have laid out are based on name and geography. And then number three is just a more generic search. So it would be something like, again, if in your area it's a different county, just replace the county name. And basically I put you see a plus sign, which a plus sign with the word election with no space between, which indicates that the result of the search query have to include the word election. And then a space and a plus sign. And then in quotes, again, now quotes basically say that you have to have that exact phrase that's within the quotes on the page that's getting returned through Google. So again, in this case, in the quotes, it says Oneida County Sheriff. And basically what we're looking for is any page that has the word election with the phrase Oneida County Sheriff. The results will be based on how close those two terms, well, the term, the word election and the phrase Oneida County Sheriff are inside that page, that internet web page. So basically, we have two different concepts. We've got name and geography, and then we have principally just election with geography. Well, geography and title, so Oneida County Sheriff. So you've got the city election and geography and title, which is sheriff, which are forced into a quote. So the results for the third search have to have the phrase Oneida County Sheriff, not separated by any words, exactly that phrase. So what I did was I took these three phrases and I set up a points value system. The points value is inversely proportional to the ranking that gets returned based on the phrase. So if you look at the article that I have posted, what you see is ranking is 1 through 10. So if you do a search, any one of those searches, it returns the first page of search results, typically has 10 results. Sometimes it's more because Google adds in different varieties of things, such as results from their news search, stuff like that. So you might get a difference in, and I know that already. You don't have to contact me and tell me about that. So what we have is, so for the first candidate, I almost said the first character, they're all characters, right? Who knows with this election anyway. Every one of them's a character in one sense or another, but hey, that's a topic for another time altogether. So what we have is the first, I'm going to call them characters now, because now it's, what's the point? So the first character who is potentially being elected in upstate New York as Oneida County Sheriff, and here's the thing, if I might as well make enemies with all of them, I'm going to make enemies with one, who knows? I mean, maybe the one who wins will be the one I predict, and that won't get me totally in any trouble there. Anyway, so the first, I'm going to go back to candidate. The first candidate slash character for Oneida County Sheriff, again, his name is Robert Maciol, spelled M-A-C-I-O-L, the last name. And so what I did was I did the search query, and the rankings 1 through 10, the first three I gave 0 points. Again, for number one, you get 10 points. Down to number 10, you get 1 point, right? And if you get a negative, in other words, the other candidate scores a point in your top 10, you get negative points plus a negative point. So in other words, if you were ranked 4 and you got plus 7, well, your number 5, which normally be worth plus 6, would be worth minus 7 because it negates the one right above it because it's so close that when you're scrolling down the results, you can see it. So for this result, again, you can see the results in the chat forum that I set up. This particular candidate, Robert Maciol for Oneida County Sheriff, scored 1 through 3 was really 0 points. There was no gain or loss because it was just about the political forums he and his candidate would both be in. So there was no gain or loss for him in the first three results, 1, 2, and 3. Number 4, he had a gain, and it was basically his Facebook page was ranked number 4 for his name in Oneida County Sheriff. And so I gave plus 7 points for that in the points column. Again, the points were number 1, 10, number 2, 9, number 3, 8, and number 4, which we're at now, is 7. A gain of 7 points for this candidate. Number 5, the result was another Facebook page, which was also this candidate for sheriff. That gets him 6 points. Number 6 was an opinion page that said vote Townsend, his opponent for sheriff, which came from the Oneida Dispatch, oneidadispatch.com. Therefore, he gets the last 6 points that he got for rank number 5 negated by the next one down because it's a negative. That gets him negative 6 points. Rank number 7, he gets nothing. It was a generic posting. Rank number 8, there was no gain or loss. Rank number 9, He was called insane. Mayor Mascio will corrupt sheriffs, blah, blah, blah. I just go dot, dot, dot from there. That gets a negative 3 points because remember, even though it's a pretty good negative, it's also number 9 down on the list of his returns. Top 3 returns get most of the results, just like top 3 businesses in any marketplace or industry will get most of the results. So this was a pretty bad negative, but it was also very far down on the list, so it gets negative 3 points. Again, number 9 would normally get minus 2 points, but it gets another negative point because of the fact that it was a negative, and these are his results. So we give it an extra negative because these are supposed to be his results. These should be all positive if his search marketing team, which I'm sure he doesn't have, if he had a search marketing team, this would be really bad that somebody got on his page with his name, and it's really about a different candidate. Somebody posted something for this other candidate and got in his top 10 results, so he gets a negative 3 on that. The very last one just explains his quote-unquote 6-point plan. Whether you like his 6-point plan or not, that's a positive one. This candidate for Oneida County Sheriff ends up with a plus 5 total score out of, I think I had 55 points total. So a good score, no. But then again, he's competing as a candidate with NBC affiliates and whatnot. So the odds of 55, you're probably looking at a more like a 12 or 13 would be like a near perfect score, like an A plus. You'd probably have a 12 or 13. He's got a plus 5. Pretty good score. Let's go to the next candidate. Next candidate down, the second search is David Townsend, and then Oneida County Sheriff, again in quotes with the plus signs, with the space between the two quotes, plus with the quotes, and then a space, and then plus with the quotes, the phrase in the quotes. Now, this candidate got place 1, 2, 3, and 4 were really neutral comments, so there was 0 points. Place number 5 basically was some story, and the text in the Google quotes was, Oneida County Sheriff pays legal staffer, and it was a negative story. And you can tell in the full text in Google it was a negative story. And that's on his page, on his search results in Google, so we got a negative 7 on that one. That was big for him. Something ranked number 5. In other words, he had no pluses before he got that bad ranking. I mean, the guy could be a great guy, but based on Google search results, that's pretty bad. So number 6 was a story about a local Indian nation. They were putting money behind his opponent. I don't see that as a plus or minus. I gave 0 points. Number 7 was just a story about one of the forums they were doing. 0 points. Number 8 was about his story, David Townsend's story about him being elected when he was elected to the Assembly in New York. It was a proud and happy moment for him. He got plus 3 points for being ranked number 8 there. Number 9 was just a nice kind of a family story and a kind of a positive story. And he owned number 9, position number 9, so that's plus 2 points. And then number 10, I actually gave him another point on this one because it talked about the county sheriff candidates. But the text that got pulled out for Google found that his name was more pertinent on that. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know why he got a plus 1 for that. Overall, because of that negative 7, and again, I didn't ding him for number 4 because I think that this it's called the Oneida Indian Nation. They don't like him because he did stand up to them quite a bit, but they think he's being unfair. I mean, it's a whole issue. I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying they don't like him, and I don't say he doesn't like them, but he it typically took the side more of the taxpayer than the Indian Nation. Put your comments where you will on that one. I'm not taking sides. I'm saying that I think that was a wash, and I put 0 points on that, whereas it could have been, some people will argue it could have been plus points. Some people will argue it could have been minus points. I'm saying no to both those. The legal thing on number 5, I had to take 7 points from that. It was the only negative, but it was a big negative because it's ranked up in the top 5. So we're looking at basically a negative 7 and then a plus 5 down. But the plus 5 was, you know, if rank 8, 9, and 10 were positive about him and they were up in 3, 4, and 5, he wins this thing hands down. He loses with a score of negative 1. So we got a plus 5 to negative 1. Now the next search, which is just a generic search about the election, and then in quotes, Oneida County Sheriff. And again, remember, you can replace your county name where applicable. And I think this will give some, you know, we'll find out. This was on, you know, kind of did this real quick. I just figured, you know what, if people do this research, let's face it, more and more people are doing research on Google. They're doing it on Google and Wikipedia and all these things. And Wikipedia is really just another engine to get in Google. The fact is that most people, they look at their website analytics, they find that most of the traffic that spends more time on your website, meaning if someone comes to my website, they spend an average of 20 seconds on a page versus somebody else comes and spends 3 minutes per page. And then the one that spends 3 minutes per page typically will look at five pages instead of just the one page. That's a huge difference. And the point is relevancy in people's minds. I mean, you might really be perfectly relevant to their search, but for some reason, it's hard to gauge perceived relevance. You can't gauge it. So anyway, the real relevance, despite the fact that you're really relevant, what we have right now is a plus five versus negative one. And then the final thing, the generic one, which is just the word election with a plus sign, and then the quotes, Oneida County Sheriff, we have 10 ranks. Most of them are zeros, and then you have one, which is another story about that Indian Nation thing. But whether I gave this point or not doesn't really matter because it was already 5 to negative 1. But I had to give this point to the Maciel candidacy because of the fact that it has the word justice and denied in it. And I think overall perception-wise, that would be a negative for Mr. Townsend, Assemblyman Townsend, excuse me, which gives a total of, with that giving Maciel 1 point, my total point swing was Robert Maciel plus 6, David Townsend minus 1, which if you calculate, if you use, and this is part of the formula I'm probably going to have to tweak because we'll see what the results say. I mean, if I'm close with the results I have, I'll keep it. I don't know, though. But my guess was if you totally blew somebody out, like all of the results for, say, Dave Townsend were plus points and all the results for Maciel were negative points, it gives you like a 55-point swing. So what I figured is with a 55-point swing and you're looking at, sorry, I actually just looked at the article and I'm 1 point off. But regardless of that, you have about a 7-point swing. If you take that out of a 55 total, you're looking at about close to 12 points. If you take that and say that that you really can't swing, one third of the populace goes left, one third goes right, and in the middle you have about a third of the independent. Let's assume that we might use this information to swing one third of the independents. Take that 12-odd%, divide it by 3. According to this, and again, we don't know. We'll find out. When we do find out, I'll let you know. I'll let you know whether I was right or wrong, but it was fun to try. But the thing is, what I'm going to do is I'll tell you, look, if I am wrong, if it is wrong, I do believe that as more people research this stuff using Google, you're going to find that this number gets more and more accurate. If all of the Republicans and all of the Democrats and all of the ones in the middle use the internet to do this research, this kind of Google-based research formula that I'm working on is going to be much more highly predictive than the polls that people take. And, of course, here's the thing. You might want to know a week or two or three or 4 weeks before the election who's going to win. The problem is the scientific law is that the more you try to measure something, the more you change it. So the sooner you try to calculate who's going to win the election, you say, like, the Democrats have this hands down. They can't lose this. See, when you tell the Democrats are going to win, they lose their urge to really go out and vote. And say, we got this. This is hands over fist. Don't bother going out to vote. So unlike a self, and a lot of times what you'll see is people will predict. Listen, if you have an underdog, they in a sense love to be the underdog, especially if the media is over-reporting that they're the underdog. Because the guys that are going to win, if I want the guy to win and I say, oh, he's got it, he's got this, you know, I'd rather go get a coffee than go vote on election day. Then this guy might lose now. So the whole thing about these polls is the problem with the polls is that they're a negation of a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you prophesize that one thing's going to happen, the less likely it happens because people say, oh, I'm good. Well, I don't need to worry about my vote today. The difference here is my theory here is that what I want to do is predict it the day before the election. If it's right, then in the future, we can, again, the problem is that, not the problem, the good thing is that the closer you get to the election, the more likely you're going to be right when you take a guess at it. My objective is to guess at it no more than 48 hours before the election. And not only because the guess will affect the outcome, but the other thing is that the Google results get more accurate as time goes by. So if you try to predict things based on Google results from 4 weeks ago, it's not going to be as accurate as what the Google results are today. 3 Feet from Gold by Sharon Lecter. She's going to be coming up at 7 p.m. on the 2nd. So tomorrow, tune in at 7 p.m. It's going to be a great show. She's going to talk about being a founder CEO of Pay Your Family First. She teaches financial literacy, which is very important this day with our children and teens. And that's going to be tomorrow. So everybody come on back and join me tomorrow. Thanks for joining me tonight.